Well, I'm with Conor O'Shea and Conor, commiserations today. Tough, tough battle. Quinn's really coming back strongly, but to be, what, 9-0 and 16-3 down after 20 minutes, it's so hard to come back against, particularly a team like them.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, they're the Premiership champions. They've been in the last two Premiership finals, and you give them a 19-3 lead. So, you know, proud of the resolve our fellas showed, but I wouldn't expect anything less. And we know when we play our game, our game is pretty good. So, it was disappointing that we didn't get within that score just in the last 15-20 minutes of the game. We just quite couldn't get the score that brought us back in there. We'll probably see a few inaccuracies from our side, a few opportunities that we have been taking. But it happens. And you win the matches you take them in. You don't win the matches you don't take them in. And that's life.
And so little sort of space, I suppose, when you're coming forward. Sarries as a defensive unit are so quickly upon a team like Quinn's with their offloading and their quick rugby, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know, well, the only time they actually, when you look again, you'll probably see two or three times that we could have beaten them and scored, and we didn't take them, which you know, that's under intense pressure, and one offload leads to an intercept try, and that was the killer. It's a tough task to come back from that, but as I said, our fellas went 19-6, went 19-11, and they tried, you know, for the last 45 minutes. It was 8-0 to us, but we're not played over the last 45 minutes.
Absolutely. And just a word on Seb Stegman. Was it an injury? He seemed to be clutching his wrist, or is he?
No, Tom Williams made a big impact last year and last week, and we felt that we just needed something to change in terms of what was going on out there on the pitch, and rather wait, do it earlier, and we did it, and Tom made an immediate impact, which is what he's there to do. So I'm sure he's putting his hand up now and wants to be in there from the start.
Definitely. And obviously, in terms of the occasion today, Conor, a record game, not just in this country but globally, for a one-off regular season match, 82,000. That's a hell of an achievement, not just for the Premiership but also for Quinn's as a brand.
Oh, it's, you know, and we've achieved a huge amount over the last while, and you know, you can get down in the dumps if we've been told we'd be sitting on 43 points and be top of the table at Christmas. We'd probably say, okay, we'll take that, and it's 11 more games to go, so we'll have some tough times like we said we would, and we'll have some good times yet to come. But this Premiership is won in May, and we want to be in with a shout come May.
Do you feel, when you face these big teams like Saracens, obviously Northampton to come, we'll touch on the fixture list in a moment, but I guess fast and good starts are key, aren't they, particularly against these top oppositions that you'll be facing?
Oh, well, you can't give a lead of 19-3 or whatever it was. Certainly you can't do that, and it makes life very, very difficult for you. But we know it doesn't matter who we play against, and that's in our memory. You know, we have a lot in our locker as to what we can achieve as a team when we play our game. But we have to play it, and we were just inaccurate at times today. So that's fine. I mean, it's not a train smash. It's one loss. If you'd said we'd be, you know, played 11, 1-10, we'd probably take it. Disappointed to get nothing out of today's game. I thought we deserved at least one point out of today's game. But, you know, that's life. We'll move on.
And just in terms of the fixture list coming